How to Have Hope in Difficult Circumstances, written by Kia Stevens and read by Kelly Givens. Today's scripture is Romans 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Like seasons, we will all eventually find ourselves in a valley, a season of despondency. Sometimes we are able to rebound quickly. Sometimes we are left with the lingering feelings of despair. And when the circumstances of our lives prompt discouragement to link arms with the past, it can feel impossible to overcome. Thus, we may find ourselves plunging deep into hopelessness. This was the place I found myself. I was discouraged. I had been here before, but this time was different. I had prayed the same prayer for years. Though I longed for resolution, my prayers went unanswered. Then I discovered Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The words of this verse captivated my attention. God was the giver of hope. He was the answer to hopelessness. In the Greek, the meaning of hope is expectation of what is sure. This means that God is the God of what we can be sure of. He is not peddling false hope and shallow words of encouragement. Whereas life, people, and outcomes are all unpredictable, God can be trusted. He offers words of life when we are in despair. Paul prayed that the God of hope would fill us with joy and peace that would never cease. This joy and peace flows in and through our lives, seeping into every area. Paul also says that God is able to fill us with joy and peace as we trust in him. God is not dishing out this overflowing joy and peace to anyone who wants it. God has reserved this tangible evidence of his love for those who are trusting and believing in him. Those who have placed their faith and trust in Jesus Christ can cling to Paul's prayer with anticipation. What an encouragement! It would be a tragedy to have the promise of overflowing joy and peace and not take hold of it because of a refusal to trust in God. By placing our trust in him, we have the privilege of engaging in an uneven exchange. We give him our discouragement, and he offers us overflowing joy, peace, and hope. We do not have to live discouraged. We do not have to be perpetually stuck in a place of despair or hopelessness. We can know hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. We do not have to try to make ourselves hopeful or conjure up joy where it does not exist. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, God can impart hope to us. It is important to note that this impartation of hope requires the power of the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Godhead makes this hope transfer possible. We experience the Holy Spirit as Christ described him in Acts 1, verse 4. The Holy Spirit is a gift, and he enables us to overflow with hope. What difficult circumstances are you currently facing? Do you believe the truth of Romans 15, verse 13? God has the gift of hope for you in the midst of your season of despondency. Trust in him and ask the Spirit to fill you with hope as you trust in him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.